Now, we don't have a lot of time, but the Avery Williamson report is brought to you by Hyundai of Paramus. Wow. Four is always less, and by NJ Diet, a scientific and safe approach to healthy weight loss. And it's brought to you by Air Italy round-trip flights from JFK to Milan.
The one Jet defensive player who did not commit a penalty yesterday, and here he is, number 54, Avery Williamson. Avery, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas.
God bless. And what a disgrace that was yesterday. Yeah, man, and I'm not getting on you because you made some nice plays. You had a nice pass breakup. You almost had an interception. You did not get a penalty, which is stunning. I mean, because everybody else did. I am so sick and tired of watching this defense give up the game. I mean, let's be honest. The Tennessee game, defense blew the game. The Houston game, defense blew the game. The Packer game, defense blew the game. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. Avery, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty upsetting, man. I mean, look, I don't know what it is, but it's like we either get a bad call or somebody, you know, blows something. It's pretty tough, man. So, I was just watching the film. I looked at my phone. I was like, oh, shoot. I forgot to call in.
So your excuse was watching film. It's a pretty good excuse.
Let me tell you, I got to give you a lot. And this is another reason I really like you, Avery. And I really hope that you're here going forward when we got a real coaching staff in here. And it looks like we got a quarterback now. And you're going to be part of something good. I hope that that's the case for you. Because I give you all the credit in the world. Because you could have ducked out easily today talking to us after that disaster yesterday. And here you are. So I got to give you a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a tough one yesterday, man. We shouldn't have even been in that close of a game.
Yeah.
It was two series that we gave up. First two touchdowns, they shouldn't have even gotten. That's on us defensively. We had some busted coverages. And, I mean, you don't give them those 14 points. And, you know, if they're sitting at half, you know, down 20. You know, that's a totally different ball game. So, you know, at this point, man, you got to finish strong. That's all I can say.
Well, I give you credit. Joe gives you credit for calling in. I give you credit for still watching tape. I mean, this close to the end of the season. Yeah. I don't know about you. Joe and I are about to go on vacation. I'm already checked out 10 minutes before the show's over.
Right.
And you are checked in
that's tremendous.
That you're watching tape, even though, let's face it, this is a lost season. There's going to be a new head coach. There's going to be a new defensive coordinator. And look at you still grinding at the tape. That's kind of impressive, Avery.
Well, thank you. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you had to – have a sense of professionalism, you know, at your craft. So, you know, I don't want to go out there. I mean, last game is pointless, you know, so, but it's still, you have to go out there and give maximum effort and compete at the end of the day because those guys are going to try to embarrass you. So,
right.
You got to still, you know, be ready to play.
Do you guys think, now in this Packer case, it's, you know, trying to beat Aaron Rodgers. There's nothing on the line for Green Bay. But the fact that there is something on the line for the Patriots, do guys in the locker room even think about that? Do you think about, hey, we could actually, you know, call
them?
Yeah, okay.
Mess them up. I mean, you can spoil their postseason. You know, I mean, that would be fun. And, you know, getting a win against the Patriots. So, I mean... Yeah, why not go out there and take a chance and do everything you can to spoil their season?
I'll tell you what, even though in the grand scheme of things, you'd be better off losing. You know, I mean, unfortunately, it's true. But if you guys went in there and beat them and knocked them down from the 2 seed to the 3 seed, that would be good. That would be. I mean, because that's a big deal. You know, they've never gotten to the Super Bowl when they haven't had the first a first round bye. Never. So if you could go in and do that, that would be tremendous.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be.
It would be.
Very nice New Year's.
Right, and then the next day, the coach gets fired, and I'm really excited. I mean, I'm doing a dance.
You'd be happy to hear this, Avery. when we watch these football games, you know, sometimes the announcers who aren't watching every game, they're only paying attention defensively to the big names.
Right.
Now, we watch every play. We know you've had a good year. Right. We've always said, look, Avery Williamson, Jamal Adams, Henry Anderson, those are three guys specifically that jump out.
Those are the guys on the defense.
You may not know this, but the broadcast crew actually gave you a lot of love. They gave you a good 40-second, 30-second pop on how good Avery Williamson has been. And I was thinking as I'm watching, it's about time. It's the first time I heard a broadcast crew call attention, Avery, to the kind of season you're having this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I don't know who it was, but thank you.
Now, Kenny Albert and Rondé Barber is who it was.
They did.
Rondé? Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Rondé. I used to watch Rondé.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like this is one of my best seasons I've ever had. And I, unfortunately, the team, I mean, we haven't been doing as good, but, you know, from a personal standpoint, I feel like this year my football IQ went up. I feel like I'm playing much better pass defense. Blitzing has been better. I feel like I've just been become a smarter football player. So I feel like it was a good year for myself personally. Just got to go through some rough patches at times and, you know, hopefully next year, man, we just really put it all together. That would be amazing.
Well, here's the good news for next year, Avery. Okay, number one, there's going to be a new head coach in here. That's number one. Number two, it looks like we got a real quarterback here for the first time in centuries.
I'm agreeing with you on that.
Number three, $100 million in cap space. And number four, at least a top five draft choice. So if you throw all that into the mix, it's not a bad position to be in. It really isn't.
Yeah. Definitely got some change to spend. Got a little change to spend next year. I'm sure it's going to be a very eventful offseason for the Jets. So, you know, whatever they decide to do or, you know, whatever happens, you know, with the coaches or I don't know what's going to happen, players, you know, the decision's up to them. But it'll be changed, I'm sure.
Avery, wish we had more time. We have to run.
Now, you're going to come in. You're going to come in next week after the season and come on our regular show.
I'm coming in.
What day are you going to come in? Wednesday, Thursday?
We'll figure it out.
All right,
we'll make it work.
Maybe I'll bring pizza.
Bring, no, Joe, no, wants you, a new head coach.
No, bring like Jim Harbaugh. You know the deal, Avery.
Bring
you know.
Pizza.
Hey,
wine.
Avery, have a great Christmas holiday. Go stick one to the Patriots. All right, can you do that?
I got you.
Thanks, man.
Merry Christmas, guys.
All right, you too, Avery. Merry Christmas, bro.
Avery Williamson, real pro.
He's a good
guy. He's joined
us throughout
the season.
He's a top draw guy.
No doubt about it.